I moved here in July 69, and in fact, I moved the day after the first man landed on the moon, and the program was going on that night, and I was finishing, my brother and I were finishing packing up the family home, and so we only had a sort of sporadic view of that. So that, I'm amazed that that was the same month as the investiture. Because that was the thing that marked it, particularly for me, the landing on the moon. But yes, I watched it, and whether I watched it in the family home or in my present home, I don't know. Can't remember, but I certainly remember the program and the fears about whether there would be some sort of incident. And there were rumours, whether it was true or not, I don't know, that the Queen's hat was in fact a protective helmet dressed up. And the fact that Anthony, what was his name before he became Lord Snowden anyway, that he had designed for himself some sort of uniform for the occasion. And I remember seeing him interviewed at Carnarvon Castle, as well as the investiture itself. But there was definitely an apprehension about, you know, whether anything was going to occur. So the whole thing was coloured by that. You know, it all passed over very smoothly, but everybody was well aware that there might have been an incident. Yeah.
So, I mean, apart from that, what do you remember seeing in the run-up to the ceremony on television?
I don't remember seeing very much in the run-up, actually, but possibly that was because I was packing up to come here, probably. So, no, I don't remember the run-up, but I do remember the actual day of the installation.
Mm. Mm. Were you aware of objections? Did that come across on television?
Oh, yes, I think so, yes. Obviously, had there been anybody planning to disrupt the occasion, they wouldn't be expressing their views on television because they wouldn't want to be pinpointed, but yes, people who had no intention of doing anything like that did put forward a contrary view, yes, yes. Mm.
Mm. As a Welsh woman, what did the ceremony mean to you?
Well, I suppose it was a recognition of the separate entity of Wales and the importance of Wales. Which is something which nowadays I think has increased enormously, the sort of impact of Wales on the rest of not just this country but other countries as well and its culture. And I suppose I saw it as a recognition of that, even though there mightn't have been much in the way of a practical outcome. I didn't see it as an affront to Wales, which some people obviously did, treating Wales as a subsidiary to England. I didn't see it that way. I did see it that it was, as I say, a recognition of the country.
Mm. Were there any sort of events organised in this area?
I think there probably were, but again, I wasn't involved in them, for obvious reasons.